Hello?
Hello, Dr. Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, we'll go on in about a minute.
Okay, perfect.
Now, is Cincinnati Children's Medical Center the same as Children's Hospital?
Or yes. Same thing. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah,
okay, because I always call it Children's Hospital.
Yes, so do I, but Children's Medical Center is the official term.
Oh, now is the one in Columbus also Columbus Children's Medical Center?
Columbus is Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Okay. But they're like all kind of affiliated, are they not? Or
No, they're totally separate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, separate.
I thought that they were kind of in the same family.
No.
But they help children.
They all help children. They all help children.
Yeah. I kid my daughter. I said, when are you going to see your pediatrician? She goes, I'm 31. I like to mess with her.
Hold on a second.
We'll get you on here in about 5 seconds.
Okay, thanks.
Right now, we are about 9 minutes shy of CBS News time. Coming up for you at the top of the hour. And have a special guest joining us on the phone this morning, Dr. Breanne Taylor from Cincinnati Children's Medical Center. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
It's good to have you on. This weather's okay. We're going to be in the low 60s today. That's not bad.
That's not too bad. We'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Cincinnati Children's Medical Center, how long has that been there?
How long has Children's been there?
Yeah.
Oh, for a long time. I don't know the exact years, but a long, long time. I've been there for 4 years. That's what I know.
So beyond that, it's longer than 4 years. We
it's
know that.
Much longer than 4 years.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk about children's medicine and things of that nature because Patient Safety Awareness Week is March 12th through the 18th, and that includes kids.
Yes, that includes kids.
So why should you only give your child medicine suggested by a doctor or pharmacist?
So the big thing to remember is children are not little adults. And so if we give them our medicines or half the dose that we normally take, sometimes that can result in an accidental overdose. So we have to make sure you're using medications that are formulated specifically for children so that they get the appropriate dose.
Like when I was having a sore throat when I was a kid, my parents used to give me brandy. I'm assuming that was a no-no.
Yeah, we don't recommend that anymore.
That just doesn't happen these days.
No.
How can parents ensure that they give their child the correct dose of medication?
Sure. So the big thing is making sure that you're using the correct measuring spoon copper syringe that's meant for medications. You can't just open your cabinet and get out your kitchen spoon and measure medicines because that can result in you giving too little or too much of the medicine you're trying to give.
What about non-prescription cough or cold medicines, are there more than one? Can you give them more than one, or should you just stick with one?
Sure. So for children who are less than 2 years of age, the American Academy of Pediatrics actually recommends against the use of cough and cold medications because the safety just hasn't been established for children that young. For kids that are older than that, a lot of times cough and cold products are what we call combination products. So they have multiple active ingredients inside one pill or inside one dose. And so what that means is if you give them multiple products, you're giving them the same thing over and over again, and that's whenever you can have adverse events or overdoses of medication.
Yeah, kids don't come with an operating guide.
Unfortunately not, right?
Yeah. And, a lot of parents are, they're adults, so they take adult medicine, but they're really not savvy to what to give their kids. I do have a niece that's a nurse practitioner, so she kind of has a leg up on some of the other parents, but this is not something that you just automatically know about the kids.
Exactly. Yep, it takes specific training to work with children.
Now, how important is it to make a list of your child's medications?
So it's really important to keep a list of your child's medications as well as a list of your own medicines. For your children, you want to share that list with grandparents, with babysitters, with the school, anybody who's going to be taking care of your child. If there comes a situation where your child has to take an additional medicine, you want to make sure that what you're giving them doesn't interact with what they're currently on. If you're in an emergent situation, you certainly don't want to have to rely on your memory to figure out what your child's currently taking.
Now, is there a point where the child segues from taking the children's medicines to taking the grown-up medicine? Is there an age?
It just depends. In terms of, you know, formulation, so whether they take liquid or pills, like you mentioned, I work at Cincinnati Children's in the heart transplant group, and I have two-year-olds that have taught, that the parents have taught to swallow pills. So it's just kind of child-specific. In terms of how we dose medicine, it depends on how much the child weighs. So that can be any range of age.
Now, is it safe to put medications in containers like pill boxes when children are in the home?
Sure, it's safe as long as you take the appropriate precautions. So a pill box is not child resistant. It's easy for a child to open. So if you do decide to use pill boxes, making sure that you're keeping those pill boxes out of the reach of the child. If other people in the home are on medications, also making sure that their medications don't end up in the child's pill box.
So it's kind of common sense. It's like you don't leave a loaded gun sitting on the coffee table when you got a little child.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Do you have any final words of advice to share with parents on this topic?
Sure. So, you know, medications for children can be tough. They can be scary. So really use your pharmacist, especially if you're buying over-the-counter medications. Most over-the-counter medications are right outside of where a pharmacist stands. So ask those questions. Make sure you know what you're giving, how much to give, how often to give, so that you don't accidentally give your child too much of something.
Excellent. Now, can you tell our listeners where to go for more good info?
Sure. So the ASHP has a website called safemedication.com. That website has illustrated instructions on how to give medications to children, as well as tip sheets for parents on using medications in children.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Breanne Taylor from Children's Medical Center in Cincinnati, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Oh, perfect. Okay. Thank you. All right.